So I'm outside walking, and I've been having time to think and process some situations that have occurred recently. I just got off the phone with a good friend of mine that's been going through some things, and I had nothing to give her. I had no sound advice, no suggestions, none of that I could even offer her, because I've just been feeling stuck in my emotions. Before I get into any of that, I want to first thank you guys for tuning in to Talk to Talk with your girl Anita Love from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to thank you for your support. I want to thank you for continuing to hit that listener support button. It means a lot to me. I greatly appreciate it. Just thank you. That's the only thing that I can say, because I mean, you guys have constantly hit that listener support button, have constantly been sending me, you know, questions, asking me how I'm doing and things like that. So no, I don't have a big plethora of listeners, but the support that I have gotten has been extremely amazing and very appreciative, and I thank you. It's very windy outside, so excuse the wind for blowing in my earpiece and my phone. I'm recording from my phone. But I don't want to linger this on. I want to talk about mistrust or lost trust, or when you lose trust, however it fits you in your life. I personally feel that trust is one of the most important factors in a relationship. I feel that when trust is missing or lost or disconnected, your relationship will suffer, which eventually could cause that relationship to die. And I feel that if individuals really want that relationship, really want it to grow, really want it to prosper, you're going to do whatever you can to fix it, to reconnect, to heal it. And a lot of times people don't know how to exactly do that. So sometimes people will continue to destroy what's left of a relationship that ultimately can be built, can be fixed, and finish destroying it. Now, from personal experience, I've been in situations where I've loved and cared and trust people way more than they trust, loved, and cared about me. I've been in friendships and family situations and even relationships where people will go and look and try to find things to make me out to be the bad guy. And a lot of things that have happened, I can't disprove whatever they're looking at, because you don't understand it your own self. What's crazy is the action of a person, the way the person moves, the way the person connect, the way the person live, and how that person is with you, I used to always feel that that would be what you judge a person's honesty and loyalty and genuineness off of. There have been various of situations with people, relationship-wise, friendship, family, that have given me red flags to not trust them, have given me red flags to just say, no, I'm a ball out and leave this alone, and I continue to view them in a positive light. Because I know how easy it is for something to pop up, and all of a sudden you got these weird feelings, and then you go looking for stuff, and then you go looking for stuff, you may not like what you find. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean what you went and found is true, what you went and found is actually what you think it is. It could be more to it than what it is, but when you went looking, that meant your mind was already made up to go look for something for this person. You were already suspicious of this person. You already felt like this person wasn't being honest, or this person was hiding something from you. So no matter what you see in that moment, you're going to believe whatever direction it takes you to. I've lost a lot of friendships off of he said, she said situations. I disconnected myself from people that I thought genuinely had my back. And soon as something comes up that didn't set right with them, automatically, I'm a liar. I'm this, I'm that. And it's almost like I can waste energy and time trying to prove that I'm not lying if I really want to. But I just came to the understanding that if I have to do all of this with someone that's playing detective, then neither one of us need to be in each other's space. I don't need to be in your space, and you don't need to be in mine. which also led me to learn that this one particular person that has done this to me before had hidden agendas. You know, they were telling me one thing and they were doing something different. A friend of mine was in a relationship with someone and the person was blaming her about things that they didn't do, and come to find out the dude had a whole dating site. The dude was meeting and dating people online. And even with the recent situation, nothing about this individual should have made this person think that this person was doing something conniving or underhandedly, but the fact that this person invested in a business space for his friend, or, well, it's for his friend, but he got it in his name. But everything about it was basically him. He started getting door cameras and things like that, which she didn't have no problem with it because, hey, it's for her protection. But it was the fact that if it was for me, why didn't I have access to none of this? And better yet, why didn't you tell me that you had got this before you even placed it on the door? And even though it made her feel kind of weird about him and made her kind of look, think side-eye, like, what is going on? Is this person really don't trust me? Like, what is it that I did to make this person feel the way I feel the way they feel? And from that incident, she started feeling low. She was going through some different highs and lows of emotions that she didn't feel comfortable enough with expressing them, because she felt like maybe she was overreacting with things and she didn't want to fuss with them. She didn't want to fight with them. But there was a recent situation that the person supposedly didn't have access to the camera yet, hadn't had the security camera set up. And someone was supposed to come, but she let them know that she was leaving the office, so they was gonna have to come back another time, in which it was two white men that were supposed to be fixing or checking something with some detective. One of them came in her apartment, checked it, whatever, and was supposed to bring some batteries and stuff back up, but she was leaving when they were leaving. So as she was leaving, the other maintenance people, whatever, you know, they gave her, you know, access to the batteries or whatever. But instead of her taking them back up to the office space, she just left. A friend called, and automatically she knew. Are you accusing me of something? I'm not sure that's how she said it. I don't know. But she was telling me that she automatically just felt like a joke. She felt stupid. And then just within 5 seconds, she just felt exhausted. She was like, I can't keep doing this. I don't want to keep doing this. There's nothing else that I can give this person, because I feel like I've given everybody around me, including them, everything that I have left, and I barely have anything to give myself. But it's the fact that I've given this individual, as a business partner, as a friend, more than I've given other people, and you still feel the need to think this less of me. And I don't think it's so much as him thinking that she was doing something horrible. It's the fact that she didn't think that he viewed her that way. And she kept telling herself that she was tripping. She kept telling herself that that's not how he sees me. That's not what he thinks. Girl, that's all in your head. That's you just tripping. That's just you with your different emotions. And then when the reality hit, it was heavy for her. So she decided, you know, she's just going to back off, let him have access to the business office space, and she's just going to digress, because it's never going to change. It's never going to be different, because she indicated to me that this is like the third or fourth time that this person have basically called her a liar, have basically questioned her integrity, have questioned her honesty, her sincerity, have basically questioned her, period. And it's to the point where he keep causing her to lose trust and respect for him, and then have to keep rebuilding the trust, keep rebuilding the trust. But she said every time when he does that to her, she learned that it was some things that he had been doing and hiding from her. And to be honest with you, I actually agree with her. I thought that she had came to the right decision. I felt like no matter what she do going forward, it was going to continue to be the same thing over and over and over again. And I felt like if this person all this time and all these years, regardless of mistakes they have made, don't know you, they're never going to know you. And you can't keep holding on to someone because of how you view them and how you think of them and how you feel about them. It has to be even. You know, the feeling has to be mutual. Both of y'all have to want the same thing out of it. And trust has to be built between both of you guys, not just from you. That's not how relationships, friendship, business, family, however it works. You can't be the only one that trusts a person or try to fight for trust. And the other person just out here free will doing whatever they want to, whenever they choose to. But most importantly, and I had to be honest with her, if this person is constantly looking, digging, searching to find that you are a liar or that you are conniving or you're trying to cheat the system or you're trying to do something to them, it's a lot of shit that they're hiding from you. And it's some shit that they're hiding from you now. And they did you a favor. So run. So I know that I don't like giving people advice in that regards, and I'm not trying to be a doctor or a therapist or any of that, but I learned from personal experience that I have to keep explaining who I am, keep having to rework for someone to trust me or for them to respect me or love me the way I deserve or be in a relationship or a partnership or even in my family. If I have to work harder than what you've given me and every time there's an issue, is you going looking, finding, seeking something to go against me, I don't need to be in your space. You don't need to be in my space. You don't need access to me. There's no need for you to play detective with me. And I'm not going to sit here and continue to be a suspect for you to feel okay in your life. You told me what you needed to tell me. I just wasn't listening. I'm not who you need in your life. I'm not a good business partner. I'm not in a good relationship. I shouldn't be in your family space. Just because we family don't mean that you should have access to me. So now that I got the big picture, it's time for me to move on. And let me just say this. If mistrust have been made in your relationship, your situation, or your business, and you decide that you still want to work on it, you don't want to let go, it has to be both of you guys putting in forth the effort. You can't expect to say, I'm sorry, and then kumbaya, all is well. That's not how that works. And you can't expect if you're in a relationship, you say you're sorry, and y'all going to go right the fucking, because that's not going to happen. If she do fuck you or he do fuck you, I guarantee you, they don't respect you at the fact that that's what you still wanted to do, although you don't trust them. And in the back of their mind, if you will fuck somebody that don't trust you or you don't trust, you'll fuck anybody. Be careful. Because a lot of times people sabotage relationships because of their lack of confidence or their lack of belief that they deserve someone good or something good, or they deserve to be loved. Sometimes people sabotage the shit. And like I said before, people go look for stuff, and every time you go looking for something, you're going to find something. But you may not like what you find. And a lot of times I've learned, even from my own self, when you go looking for something, you find something, you think it's what it is, it's normally not what it is. And it could be tied pretty with a nice little red bow. And everything could be clicking and clacking. And you may not realize to probably months or years later that it wasn't what it was. But you have to ask yourself, was it worth it? Was it worth having that person not trust me? Was it worth destroying this friendship, this family, this relationship, or whatever the dynamic is? Was it worth it? That's my time. Peace.